Hey, welcome to Life Success. I'm your host, Laurie, and we're going to talk about you being a bad ass. How to stop doubting yourself and become your greatness and start living an awesome life. So let's really look at pros and cons of these things in life, and really, let's just motivate you and say, look, you are a bad ass in life. There's no question about it. You are who you are. You know, you're not going to be any different from what I'm saying. We invest everything we've got in believing that we're not good enough. So we arrive as perfect little bundles of joy and set about the task of learning and unlove ourselves. So how can we actually reconstruct that? Self-love is the simplest yet most powerful thing ever. Flies right out the window. When we start taking in outside information, I'm not talking about conceit, narcissism, because those things also come from fear and lack of self-love. I'm talking about deep connection with our higher self and unshakable ability to forgive ourselves at our lowest point. I'm talking about loving ourselves enough to let go of guilt, resentment, criticism, and embrace compassion, joy, and gratitude. When we're happy and all in love with ourselves and we can't be bothered with bullshit, our own or other people's, imagine what the world would be like if everyone loved themselves so much that they weren't threatened by other people's opinions or skin color, sexuality, talent, education, possessions, lack of possessions, or religious beliefs, customs, their general tendency of just who they are. Imagine how different your reality will be. Now, if you wake up every morning certain of your own lovable and your own critically important role on this planet is to basically shame yourself, self-doubt and self-loathing and allowing yourself to be in that crap hole. Just think of how a difference that is between being so utterly self-loving towards yourself, winning yourself over again, appreciate how special you are, drown yourself in affirmations daily. I highly recommend that. That is crucial. Super crucial. You know, if we didn't, we would have, you know, this battle in life with these things. So let's look at do things that you love, okay, and looking at pros and cons, find a replacement. You know, when it comes to ditching the self-deprecating humor, can be, you know, kind of annoying in some ways too, but let the love in. Don't compare yourself to others. Logically, just don't. Forgive yourself. Love yourself. Because the holy grail is of happiness is just totally loving who you are and embracing every part of your life. Know who you are and what I am is crucial. So what can you do today that can reconstruct the whole concept of the here and now? Where can we change the whole concept of how you are as a person and embracing who you are, not having this expectation of others? Because you're better than what they claim and you're a strong person within. So take hold of that. Don't let anybody control you or make you be who you not really are. Just control how you should be. And that is who you are and how you deal with life. How you confront things with courage instead of actually taking on other people's bullshit. So don't take others' crap by any means. So be strong, stand strong, even when it comes to family. You've got to be strong and say, right, this is who I am, accept me as I am. If you don't, that's your problem. So I hope this helps you guys in the future. Catch up on the next episode.